Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks for joining me for Encounter today. Recently, I was researching comfort dogs because of the recent shootings, and I wondered how could they be helping people all over the nation in crisis. And I found out about the Canine Comfort Dog Ministries with the Lutheran Church Charities. So today, my guest is Tim Hetzner. And he is the CEO and president of Lutheran Church Charities and the founder of Canine Comfort Dog Ministries. They recently went to Uvalde, Texas after the Robb school shooting. They've been at Sandy Hook. They've been at emergency crises since 2008, sharing the comfort that dogs can bring and the hope that Jesus Christ offers. Tim, welcome to this edition of Encounter.
Well, Judy, first of all, thank you for having me on your show, and thank you for what you do. The comfort dogs are, as we use them, they are golden retrievers, and we spend 2 years training them, roughly put in 2,000 hours of training them and handlers, and they have multiple handlers to go out into the community in various situations, and a happy situation sometimes, but also sometimes crisis situations, and in many cases like in Texas and some of the other mass shootings. God works through his people, and God also works through his creation. And the comfort dogs are there to bring comfort and help people. When somebody pets a dog, it lowers their heart rate and it helps them to calm down. The beauty of a dog is that they are confidential. They show unconditional That's love. They do not take notes. they wag their tail, and they can help someone relax and feel comfortable to be able to talk about whatever it is that they've gone through. And that's part of the beauty, Judy, in any type of crisis that a person goes through, is to be able to just breathe and then to talk about what they're thinking, what they've gone through, and just to talk and unload. So our dogs are trained, but also our people are trained to stay quiet and allow people to talk and allow people to process what they've gone through, and if they would like, and to pray with people. But the dogs become the bridge in engaging with somebody, particularly in a crisis, and this helps people. So that was the whole foundation of when we started it.
Yeah, I know that you founded the Ministry of Comfort Dogs.
Yes, back in 2008. Actually, it took me a while. God was working on me. But when Katrina hit, do you remember Katrina?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Anyway, we were doing disaster response down in Katrina. We set up base. Actually, we were in closer than the Red Cross was, into at a church at Metairie, right outside it, right on the border of New Orleans. And we had 23 medical people and a semi of supplies. We're just serving the people that have been affected in that whole community. FEMA contacted us 2 days into it and asked if we would do search and rescue in boats for people that had pets, because FEMA was not able to rescue pets. And there were many people that would not leave their dangerous situation, many times on the roof of their houses that were underwater, because they wouldn't leave their pets. So we had never done search and rescue of people and their pets, but, you know, there's a lot of things God calls us to do that we've never done.
True.
And so we did. We got flatboats and put people out, and we were rescuing people and their pets. And we saw the value of a pet to a person in a time of crisis. You know, that was God's work.
Yeah.
I would have started a comfort dog ministry. Well, it wasn't. I'm German, and I'm a little hard-headed. So it wasn't, but I saw the value of it.
What value did you see that really struck you?
it helped people in a crisis, having their pet with them in a time of crisis, to process the crisis. And they weren't going to leave that pet. A pet, to many people, is actually, it's at the same level as a very close loved one. And so you want your pet there with you. So we saw that value. And in future disasters, it just so happened some of our disaster response volunteers had golden retrievers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, bring them out. And when people come in and share with us what work they need done in their home and so forth, and just have them there for people to pet. And I saw, gosh, it just helped people process what they're going through. But I didn't think in my mind, I grew up on a dairy farm at Franklin Bishop, but I didn't think in my mind, okay, we're going to start a dog ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But February 14th, 2008, there was a shooting at the campus of Northern Illinois University. Gunmen had come in. And I got a phone call from a pastor that was on lockdown on it, and he was the campus pastor there. He was from Emmanuel, DeKalb, Illinois. That's where he was pastor, but he was campus pastor. He was in lockdown. And he calls me on his cell phone. He says, Hetster, you got those dogs? Now, we didn't own any dogs at that time, but I had access to some four-legged blondes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, he said, they're needed here. Can you bring them in? So I rounded up every golden retriever I could, and we came on the campus and just saw the healing power of them. Now, God kept hitting me on the head, but I didn't get it. May of that year, the students petitioned the administration for us to bring in the comfort dogs.
Mm.
I still didn't have any comfort dogs. But we grabbed
every four-legged
blonde we could.
Golden retriever.
Golden retrievers. And brought them on campus. And that's when God hit me in the head and said, don't wait for a crisis. Placed comfort dogs in churches and schools and universities. So August of 2008, I found a breeder up in Michigan and a trainer. We started with four dogs, and it just mushroomed to now where we have over 130 dogs in 27 states and still growing and still training dogs and still placing dogs.
Wow.
It is one of the most effective outreach tools, Judy, in helping people in so many different situations, crisis situations, loss situations, various things that people go through. A dog can help when they pet the dog to help them process what they're going through. And it's a chance for God to work through the handler, through the dog, to the person in need.
Wow. Lutheran Church Charities has this comfort dog ministry. And you founded that, and God had to give you four different incidences where you had to round up four-legged golden retrievers to comfort people who were in need in those crisis situations. And it's amazing that people heard from story to story, so they called you, and then God opened up the ministry. So I'll tell you, I first heard about you when I interviewed a counselor from Lutheran High School South in St. Louis. And we were talking about teens and kids age 10 to 24, the statistics and stuff like that. But after the interview, we were talking, and she said, you know, they need to have comfort dogs in high schools. And I said, do you know anything about comfort dogs? And she told me about you, because I have a seeing eye dog that I just found out 2 weeks before I interviewed her that has to be retired because of her sight issues. And so my service dog is at home now instead of coming to work with me because she cannot wear her harness anymore. And I'm going to have to find a new dog, get a new dog, that is. But I need to find a great home for my service dog because I know that she would be of great comfort in a ministry like yours. Let me ask you this. Can you take a dog that's been a helper dog in a different capacity, like saying a seeing eye dog that helps a blind person? Can you take that dog and repurpose that dog to be a comfort dog?
Well, that can be, but our ministry works is all of our dogs, none of our dogs are owned by an individual. They're all owned by Lutheran Church Charities or the church, school, or university that we place them in. All of our dogs have multiple handlers. And for that to happen, you know, dogs can get very attached to a person, as I'm sure you know, Judy.
Right.
If they get too attached to a person, someone else can't really take them out, number one. Number two is we start training our dogs at 8 weeks old, so they're puppies. When we start training, we have two apprentice trainers for each puppy that we train, and then a professional trainer that works with them. Each week they switch off. One takes the dog home for 1 week and the other and the next week. So the dog gets used to having multiple people handle it. Then as they grow, we continue to use multiple handlers with them. Our dogs, in order to meet our training and be part of the ministry, have to be able to relate to all age groups and situations. So from little babies all the way up to, you know, somebody 100 years old. They have to be able to relate with people that may be mentally handicapped. They need to relate to people that may have Alzheimer's. Male, female, they have to relate to situations where there may be loud noises. We do a lot of police funerals, which, again, have bagpipes, or military funerals. That's one of the areas of ministry we have with our comfort dogs is our canine ministry, which is veterans using one of our dogs in servicing other veterans or military and their families. So in those funerals, there's usually a 21-gun salute. So our dogs have to be calm during all those situations. So there's a lot of training and ongoing training that's involved with the dogs. So somebody that has a dog, sometimes it's hard for that dog to adjust to having multiple handlers. None of our dogs can bark because that scares people, or growl or bite or any of that. So it takes a lot of training and ongoing training with our dogs and to keep them trained. That's the other thing with handlers. You know, dogs, in many cases, are like children. You know, you could train them, and, but you got to enforce that training. Otherwise, they kind of become mischievous. And so dogs could be that way also.
That's true.
They can't jump on furniture, and they can't sleep with you in the bed or anything else.
Correct.
They're not pets.
Because they're not pets. They're working animals, just like my seeing eye dogs. Well, hey, Tim, we're going to have to take a break. We're going to be right back with Tim Hetzner, who is the president and CEO of Lutheran Church Charities. We're talking about their comfort dog ministries. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Please stay tuned. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. We're back. We're talking about comfort dogs and how they really do help in happy situations and crisis situations. And my guest is Tim Hetzner, who is the president of Lutheran Church Charities and the founder of Canine Comfort Dog Ministries. So, Tim, we're talking about some of the training that's involved. And, of course, the handlers have to give the dogs the cues, and the dog's got to know the cues, which cues to use for what. And in the training, then, how do you get your dogs? Do you breed them, or you get them from other sources?
We have a list of breeders that we use and are always adding to that list to make sure that dogs that they are breeding have the right temperament for what we need the dogs to be able to do, and to make sure that, you know, they're coming from a good line, AKC registered, Golden Retrievers, and you know, don't have a listing of any type of defects or diseases in their background.
In their background.
We do a lot of checking on who the breeders are before we get the dog.
Now, if somebody is a breeder of golden retrievers, how can they reach you?
If they're a breeder, they can call our office and talk to us about their breeds. And I have one of the staff that screens that and finds out more information. And then when we need a dog, they're on our list of who's having litters when, and hopefully get one.
What's the phone number?
866-455-6466.
That's 866-455-6466.
That's correct.
Correct. All right. We are excited about this ministry that you all are doing, and you have 130 dogs in 27 states already, and you just started in 2008. I bet it was a crash course education for you to learn about this whole training piece and how to get your dogs and how to keep them maintained, wasn't it?
Well, it is, and we keep adding to our standard and our training. You know, we have a training manual for the 2 years that we work through and keep adding to it. But in addition to the training dogs, we train the handlers. We spend 3 days training the handlers, then they work with the dog, and then we wait to 6 weeks afterwards to certify them to make sure that they are following the commands with the dog and are following working with the dog. Dogs are not little computers, so you have to continue to work with them.
Absolutely.
And they have to feel comfortable with each of the handlers.
Why do you choose golden retrievers, or do you have other breeds now involved?
We use just golden retrievers because, well, first of all, it's easier to use just one breed, number one. Number two, golden retrievers, they're not the smartest dog, but boy, they're up there, and they're just lovers. Golden retrievers love people, and they're a friendly dog to people, and so how they look, and they leave a piece of themselves with everybody that touches them because their hair.
Tim, can you tell us some stories of rescue? Maybe you could start with the Robb school shooting recently in Texas. Stories from that.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, and it's hard on the handlers, too, and the dogs in the situation, particularly in schools, and what this has done to children, in traumatizing children and other classmates and adults. So we were invited in, and then we spent time with students that survived, with teachers, with parents, first responders, 911 call centers. We spent time with all of those areas, police, to help them also deal with the a shooting in a school affects not just the school, but the community. And so we go out into the community at Walmarts and places like that with our dogs to engage with people and just help people process what took place. And just that act of helping people to process, feel calm, and to pray with people makes a tremendous amount of difference to these dogs.
Well, Jesus Christ is the only answer, and we've got to offer hope in everything we do because it's such a dark world, and we got to be a light, don't we?
We're to be a light in darkness and to bring hope in hopeless situations and to bring an assurance that we're not stuck here.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. I wake up every day thankful for that, and some days even more thankful that I am not stuck here. I know how the story ends up.
That's exactly right. So as you are out in the community or you at the school situations, how do you spot people that you should go to comfort them? How do you do that?
How do we spot people? Well, actually, when you show up with the dog, they spot you. Number one. Number two, the dogs also will point out people that are hurting. Happens all the time. I used to think it was because of smell, but it's not. It's their eyes. Dogs are one of the few animals that will look human beings in the eye. And eyes don't lie. You know, people can cover what their face is. They can smile when they're sad. But your eyes do not lie. They're kind of the window to the soul. And so we work with our handlers to look people in the eye, but also our dogs can spot when somebody's hurting. And they'll they'll kind of point the handler in the direction of a person that's hurting, and they're never wrong.
So in other words, the handler stands there with the dog when he comes into a room, and the dog will suddenly move to somewhere.
Yeah, or somebody will come over to
the
dog.
Yeah.
We don't just start, because there are some people that are allergic or afraid of dogs, and we respect that. Mm-hmm. Just like in a classroom, if we're going into a school, we'll usually set up some place where the students from that classroom can come down to see the dog. So if there is a student that has an allergy against dogs, we're not bringing the dog into the classroom with us.
Tell me a story of someone who was really impacted by the comfort dogs in your experience with them.
Well, the typical story for me that happened to me that stays in my mind always, and it gets repeated, when Sandy Hook, remember the shootings at Sandy Hook? I was out there. It was 4 days later. And we were invited to be at a community center where many of the students and their parents came. And there was this couple with a boy came out, and I was handling an older dog at that time, Howie, a comfort dog. And sometimes he was more like a comfort rug. He would just lay down. Anyway, I'm there with Howie, and these parents came out, and the boy was walking very slowly. He was like in fourth grade, walking very slowly. Looked very sad, and I kind of signaled for the parents to just kind of move away from the boy. And he looked at Howie. Howie lifted his head, looked at the child, got up, and we walked over to the child. Howie leaned into him and then down on the ground, and the child then came down on the ground and laid on top of Howie, and they just laid there. And the parents were just watching. And I just said, be calm. Boy laid there, and about 3 to 4 minutes later, the boy lifted up Howie's head and started talking to Howie. And he told Howie what happened in that classroom that day in the shootings. He was one of the children that survived, but he saw his classmates die. This child, the parents told us they had taken him to a psychologist and others, and he did not talk. The boy did not talk since the shooting to anyone, to his parents, anyone. Didn't say a word to anyone. The first time he talked, it was to a dog. Why? He was safe. It's a ministry of presence. Mercy, compassion, presence, and proclamation of Jesus Christ. You proclaim Jesus by your actions. By your actions of being Jesus to people.
So, Tim, we just have a few minutes left. First of all, before we ask you to kind of sum up what we've talked about and share any last-minute tidbits with our audience, but how can people get in touch with you if they're in a situation where comfort dogs are needed or other things? Maybe they'd like to donate to the Canine Comfort Dog Ministry.
They can go to our website at lutheranchurchcharities.org, and if they would like a visit from a comfort dog, they can fill out a form and request a visit. They can also request a virtual visit. We started doing those back when COVID hit. And so they can request a virtual visit with any one of our dogs 24 hours a day. And even when COVID got over, we continued those on because there were people that were shut-ins or there were elderly living alone. And even though they couldn't get out to see a comfort dog or live someplace where they could request a virtual visit, and we get on with Zoom, and we talk to the person, and they can, virtually pet a dog.
Whoa.
And you'd be surprised how that helps people because they see the dog, helps them relax, then the handler also engages in letting them talk. And that's what people need. We started with COVID because when we're a ministry of presence and when we couldn't be present, we weren't going to shut down. We knew when God closes a door, there's another that opens up. And so we started Zooming. and we advertised that someone could have a virtual visit with a dog by Zooming 24 hours a day and at any point with any one of our dogs. Our first virtual visit was with an ER room staff in New York City. I'll never forget it. They found out about it. They were in the hospital, all guarded up and all that. And they zoomed in on their TV there, and they're standing there watching the comfort dog and talking to the comfort dog. And the dog's looking at them, and you could see them starting to relax. And some dropped their mask and smiled. And we prayed with them.
Tim Hetz has been my guest. He is president and CEO of Lutheran Church Charities. And he founded Canine Comfort Dog Ministries, 130 dogs in 27 states that go to disasters, or they go to police funerals, or they go to happy times where people need the dog to be there. How can people get more information?
They can go to LutheranChurchCharities.org, our website, or they can call 866-455-6466 and ask for information, and we'll get in touch with them.
Awesome. And thank you so much for being my guest today. God bless you in your continued work of bringing hope and life to those in need. Hey, thank you all for tuning in to Encounter today. I will see you next week.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.